I read this and thought, well, I've heard that scripture before. I didn't at first think there was anything new or different. You know, we know that those who do God's will benefit from it. Those who do not will not. But then I began to think about the context in which Jesus was speaking, the people to whom he was preaching on this morning. And he's talking to Jewish people, Hebrew people, the chosen of God. Because see, in that day, they felt like if you were Jewish, if you were Hebrew, if you were born a son or daughter of Abraham, then by that lineage, you were saved. He would save his chosen people. And that if you weren't, well, too bad for you. But here's Jesus saying that the Son of Man will come, and of course that is a reference that they would have been familiar with from the book of Daniel. The Son of Man comes riding on a cloud. Remember that? Wow, what a powerful image. The Son of Man would come not just to save the people of Israel, but would take all nations and bring them before him and separate them into sheep and goats, those who do my will and those who do not, those who have reached out to me, those who have not, those who have helped when I was in need and those who did not. It's a pretty radical concept for the time. Not that people were saved based on who they were, but that people might be saved based on what they did or how they lived. Not to say that we earn our salvation, but that the idea of salvation, that transformation of being in harmony, in touch with, in communion with God, changes us and how we do what we do, how we live our lives, how we think about things. For those people hearing this word, they thought of themselves as the chosen people. Could do no wrong. They had been chosen by birth to be children of Abraham and were therefore God's chosen people who he would bless. But here's Jesus saying, no, in the last days, he will gather all people together, not just the Jews, and judge them based on whether they have done his work, whether they have done his will, whether they have followed his lead. And so we have to stop and look at ourselves. Do we forget that even though we call ourselves Christian, not everybody would think that the things we do are very Christian? That we call ourselves Bethel, but do we live up to Christ's example? No, I don't expect any of us to live up to his example completely. But are we trying to be Christ-like? We call ourselves Christians. Yet is the way we do things, is the way we live our life worthy to be called Christian? Christ was willing to give his life for us. To die a horrible death. Perhaps the worst death that anyone in that day could imagine. To be falsely accused, condemned in spite of his innocence, hung on a cross next to thieves and murderers and other criminals. Ridiculed by the Romans, ridiculed, even in death, made fun of, What happens when somebody ridicules you? What happens when somebody criticizes you for the way you do things? What happens when someone looks at us and says, Christianity is just a bunch of hooey, all a bunch of hypocrites. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't live up to what you say you believe. Today, in other parts of the world, people are being killed for being Christian. They are suffering for speaking Christ's name. They are at risk of imprisonment for talking about Jesus. The video we saw, the young man from Korea that came and started a restaurant, it touched me when he said, I gave him food and I told him or I talked to him about how Jesus loves you. What a simple message. I gave him food and then I talked to him about Jesus' love. So simple, and yet so difficult in today's world, even in this country where we have such freedom. People are going to be condemned, criticized, looked down on in this Advent season by people of other religions if they choose to worship, if they choose to celebrate, if they choose to share about Jesus, His birth, His death, His resurrection, and the promise of His love. The world hasn't changed all that much in 2,000 years. Can we walk in the world, but still have our hearts connected to our Heavenly Father? Can we serve man as the young man served them rice, a Korean restaurant? You know they're eating rice, right? Serve them rice, but also serve them the bread of heaven. Do we share the love of God with the people we meet in the way that we meet them? Do we share the Christ, the anointing of the Lord, with the other people that we meet, that we care about, that we love? We have a responsibility. We are saved by grace. But once saved, we have a responsibility to share that grace. When in the last days, Jesus calls all the people of the world before Him to judge them, to separate them, will He recognize us? Will He know us for His own? Or will He cast us out? The Jews thought that because they were born a Jew, that was good enough. Jesus makes them look at themselves and what they do and ask themselves whether they are doing what is right. Jesus still asks us to look at ourselves and what we do and ask ourselves if we are doing what is right. We love to give gifts on Christmas. We say that we do it in His name. He asks us to give gifts every day and do all that we do in His name.